From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Bloch.
And I'm Michelle Norris. One U.S. election race has captivated the people of Kenya, and it's not the presidential race. Newspapers and radio stations there run regular updates on the progress of Barack Obama, the Democratic candidate for U.S. Senator from Illinois. Obama is widely expected to win the first Senate race between two African Americans. He's running against Republican Alan Keyes. Obama mentioned his Kenyan ties in his keynote speech to the Democratic National Convention this summer.
My father was a foreign student, born and raised in a small village in Kenya. He grew up herding goats, went to school in a tin roof shack.
He's been to Kenya only twice, but the Kenyan media still view Obama as one of their own, as NPR's Jason Bobian reports.
In western Kenya, near the shores of Lake Victoria, the Obama family lives down a narrow dirt track. The track cuts through the lush green pastures where Barack Obama's father, as a boy, herded goats. Obama's ancestral home is a small house with chipped cement walls and an unfinished ceiling. Like most of the residents of this part of Kenya, the Obamas have no car, no electricity, no running water. The yard where Barack's father is buried is shaded by several sturdy mango trees and serves as a pasture for four cows. The matriarch of the family, 83-year-old Sarah Obama, has been weeding her cornfield behind the house. Sarah is Barack's step-grandmother. She brushes dirt from her bare feet. She settles into a chair in her living room. I've become a celebrity, she says. Everyone wants to see me. They ask if I'm the grandmother of Obama. Although his father was Kenyan, Obama is far more a product of America than Kenya. He was born in Hawaii, his parents divorced when he was two, and he was raised primarily by his white mother. Obama first came to Kenya in 1988 and visited again in 1992. Sarah Obama says he was very respectful when he visited. Barack came with his fiancée, she recalls, and I was moved when he asked for my permission for them to marry. I gave them the go-ahead. That made me very proud. And it's not just his family who's proud of him here. Barack Obama has become a household name in Kenya. Kenyan breweries recently put out a new beer called a Senator. Now in the small pubs of western Kenya, the beverage has become known as an Obama. Kolego, where Obama's family hails from, is a tiny village. The center of the town has a few stalls selling dry goods and meat. Most people here travel on foot or on bicycle taxis, known as boda-bodas. George Nagasi built wooden bed frames and chairs under a tree in the center of Kolego. Like many of the village residents, Nagasi believes that Obama's election to the U.S. Senate would be a boon for his village.
We know that if he wins, he will bring for us electricity, clean water, health facilities, and good roads.
Nagasi's belief that a Barack Obama victory in Illinois will have an impact here, halfway around the globe, says far more about Kenyan politics than it does about Obama's intentions or ability to help this village. In Kenya's deeply entrenched system of political patronage, there's an expectation that a powerful politician will shower his hometown with gifts, pork barrel projects, and other benefits. 31-year-old Henry Oganga also hopes for miraculous development in Kolego if Obama wins. But he adds that Barack Obama is proof that Kenyans can succeed abroad, in places where you don't have to pay bribes to get a job.
I'm praying for him to win the election because it will mean good things for us. If he wins, it will be my victory, it will be Kenyan's victory.
Oganga says villagers in Kolego will huddle around transistor radios next week to find out if the man they view as a native son has become a U.S. senator. Jason Bobian, NPR News.